Hi, this is Pity Getchi Fofa, and I'm filling a request by Problematic Grimlock to describe some ladies that he thought was attractive from the 90s, right before losing his sight. So this is for you. I'm going to talk about the women you mentioned in the comment that you liked from the 90s, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about them and what they looked like in the 90s, and then give you an update about what they look like today. And spoiler alert, they're all still super hot. So we're gonna talk about five ladies today. We're gonna start with Jennifer Love Hewitt, then go to Sarah Michelle Gellar. Third is Pamela Anderson. Fourth is Charisma Carpenter. And fifth is Amy Jo Johnson. And I'll put some timestamps in the post as well for folks who might want to skip around. But here we go. We're starting with Jennifer Love Hewitt in the 90s, who, to start, she's very tall and slender, but has really full breasts. So even though she looks like she's, 5'10 and 110 pounds, she definitely still has these like big, awesome C cups and a small hourglass figure. Like, she definitely has a waist to hip ratio, but, wouldn't be considered voluptuous or anything like that. In the 90s, she had this really long, wavy brunette hair. In the later 90s, she had those really chunky blonde highlights that women really like to do with the chunky layers. And she dressed really trendy, really showy. So in the 90s, these photos I'm seeing, there's a lot of these like crop top tank tops, crop top t-shirts that are really cute. Tight low-rise jeans or tight skirts, or even some like halter tops that tie around the neck with a cute skirt. So very trendy, very feminine, definitely shows off her figure. Her face is super cute. She's got this really narrow kind of heart-shaped face where her chin narrows out quite a bit, so she's got this like natural contour to her face where she has in like good lighting these shadows that just hit her, and it makes her face look so super beautiful. She's got big brown doe eyes, a narrow nose, and she's got really nice full lips, and they actually look natural. If they are not natural, they are super well done. But she's super adorable, very much the, I feel like people really wanted to have her be like the girl next door, but like, let's be real, no one's next door neighbor looked this hot. They only wished that their next door neighbor looked this hot. But a woman like this just really exudes confidence and sincerity, and I imagine that with sex, she would be pretty vanilla, but really confident, really showy. She would wear exactly what makes her look sexy, and she'd know it. And not in a bad way at all, just in a way where she's so secure of herself and doesn't feel threatened. And that type of confidence is super sexy. So, Jennifer Love Hewitt now. So, definitely still super gorgeous, but something really interesting that has happened throughout the years is that she's thickened up a little bit in her 30s and 40s, and in a really good way. So whereas in the 90s, as I mentioned, she was definitely really full in the chest, but had, slimmer waist and hips, she has grown thighs and hips and a butt in the past 20 or so years, and it super, super works for her. Her look now is, and the face and hair is essentially the same, no more chunky highlights, but the way she dresses is definitely more showy of being full figured. So we're seeing a lot of form-fitting dresses, More high-waisted pants, things that really show that later in life her hourglass figure just like really, really came to life. And she's still so super beautiful and looks even more confident now than she did in her 20s. And yeah, no, just like, and her skin is still so beautiful. Like, I'm looking at this picture of her from a couple years ago, and the tone of her skin, she's this like light olive, and her skin texture is such that you can tell that even without makeup, she's just got this like smooth, vibrant, glowy, just absolutely, beautiful, healthy skin. And I think that that's actually really rare to find. Okay. Let's move on to Sarah Michelle Gellar. So, Sarah Michelle Gellar in the 90s. I'm seeing a lot of photos from when she was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, probably her most popular thing in the 90s, and she very much has this blonde bombshell look that was really common and popular then. She actually doesn't look very tall. She looks pretty petite, but she's got a really nice body. Like, she just looks really proportionate. She looks like she might be 5'4", 5'5", maybe 120 pounds. Her boobs aren't as big as Jennifer Love Hewitt's, but they're still just like nice and firm and perky looking and very proportionate for her body. She's got a slight hourglass figure, what looks like a really firm butt. She's got really, really nice legs. So I'm looking at these photos where she's wearing these like short dresses from the 90s and these short skirts that were really popular then. And she's just got really great, like long and toned looking legs. For a what looks like a more petite woman, she looks like she's more leg than torso, which I think is really cute. She's always had this like really bright blonde hair, like yellow platinum-ish. And it ranged from, just shoulder length blunt cut to a more layered chest length do in the face. She also has really smooth skin. She's got really big blue eyes, but they're the like intense steel, icy blue. And she's got like a cute narrow nose and what look like naturally like very pink lips, which is really, really cute. Also, in these photos from the 90s, she wears a lot of spaghetti strap and tank tops, which were super popular then, and her arms and shoulders look really, really toned. So this is a solid girl. So I would imagine that sexually, she is very sturdy. She can take a lot. She's really adventurous. She might be up for some of the kinkier things, maybe wearing some lingerie, maybe a threesome, maybe some BDSM. I can totally imagine that she would be a lady in the streets, freak in the sheets kind of woman. Let's see what she looks like now. So now she basically looks the same. I really want to say that the only major difference is that her face is a little rounder now that she's in her 40s. But it's not a bad look at all because as her face has rounded out, she's got kind of these like plump cheeks now, and that's actually a very youthful look on a face. Her skin is still immaculate. She's got these like rosy cheeks, and all these pictures in her 40s, she's smiling a lot more now. So, a lot of the pictures in the 90s, I think she was doing that like really stone cold face, that like blonde bombshell femme fatale type of look. Whereas now, all these photos, she has these big smiles with these plump cheeks. She still has blonde hair. It's wavy, it's like about chest length. Body wise, she looks more or less the same. She's aged, super beautifully as anyone with, money and natural looks does. But yeah, I actually think it's really cute that she kind of has this like little bit of a rounder, chubbier face now. She's going to look like amazing all throughout her age. Okay, moving on to Pam Anderson. So I'm pretty sure 90s Pam Anderson made me consider if I was bisexual. And the answer is yes, I am. But I think this is one of those things where when I was, you know, a teen, I couldn't figure out if I just like wanted to look like her or wanted to be her or wanted to do her. And I really think the answer is all three. So 90s Pam Anderson is, you know, was essentially the sex symbol of that time. Like everything about her is hypersexualized and just exudes, you know, sex, confidence, lust. I'm looking at these photos in the really classic red bathing suit from Baywatch, and I always wondered how they kept these swimsuits on the actors as they were running, because this swimsuit barely covers her boobs. Like, she's got these, you know, big, awesome, what look like double D's that she paid great money for. And in these photos from Baywatch, that swimsuit is barely covering those. So I really hope that there was some kind of double-sided tape number going on. But anyway, back to her appearance. So she's kind of like the hypersexualized foil to Sarah Michelle Gellar. So they're both these, you know, blonde women, but whereas Sarah Michelle Gellar, you know, had more like natural B-cup looking breasts, Pam Anderson is here with the bought and paid for double D's. Her blonde hair is obviously dyed. She has the really iconic looking, really dark brown roots and like really bright yellow platinum wavy blonde hair. It always just kind of looks like she just got fucked. Maybe like, was she just in a convertible or did someone just like fucking rail her? And I think that that mystery adds to the sexiness. Her skin is this like beautiful golden brown tan. Whether or not that was, you know, natural, fake, or both, it just looks amazing on her in contrast with the bright blonde hair. In the face, she's got like a heart-shaped face, high cheekbones. She's got this super beautiful smile. She might have a dimple. Yeah, I'm looking at this photo. It looks like she has a dimple, which is very cute. And the very big, intense blue eyes. I mean, a lot of folks saw her sex tape in the 90s, but even if they didn't, I would absolutely say that, you know, sexually, she is just going to be more than any one man, woman could handle. She looks like she knows what she's doing. She looks like she invents her own sex positions. She looks like she'd invent a sex position and have you tape it on a VHS over your kid's school graduation and not feel sorry about it at all. She would walk into your house, go into your fridge, eat your lunch for the next day, fuck you in a way you didn't know it was possible, leave and never call you again, and you would still be so grateful for the experience. That is absolutely the sexual energy that I get from her in the 90s and today. I'm going to take a look at what she looks like now. And unfortunately, she didn't age quite as well as some of the other ladies that I've been describing. There is some visible age showing in her face, particularly like around the eyes and the mouth. I'm not sure if maybe she was a smoker at some point in her life, but potentially she's got really thin eyebrows now, which is odd because those aren't in style. The like big thick eyebrows have been in style for women for a couple years now, but in no way, shape, or form is she an unattractive woman. She would absolutely still be the hottest MILF in your neighborhood that you would like secretly try to like spy on as she's like washing her car. She's still a super beautiful woman, but I think that she's had a hard couple years and a stylist who maybe is still trying to keep her much blonder than she should be. But more or less, her body looks the same. It's really just the face and hair where you're seeing some of these visible signs of aging. Okay, moving on to Charisma Carpenter. Okay, Charisma Carpenter in the 90s is 10,000% the type of girl that had me questioning whether or not I was straight. This is our first brunette of, or no, we had Jennifer Love Hewitt, but this is the first kind of like racially ambiguous looking brunette that we have. So I'm not sure what her ethnicity is, but like me, she's probably what they call a spicy white, which is someone who's mixed and they're kind of light and you're not sure. Maybe they're Latina, maybe they're Mediterranean, maybe they're Armenian. You're just really not sure. These photos in the 90s show her having this like wavy, curly, dark brown, or in some pictures, black hair that falls like right on her chest. She looks tall and she looks really fit. She looks like she might be around, you know, 5'8", 5'9". She's got more of an athletic body, but still has some nice boobs and a toned butt. Her face is like really, really striking. She's got high cheekbones that give her that, you know, once again, that like natural contour and shape in her face. She's got super intense, big, looks like brown or hazel eyes, and very full lips. And yeah, her face is just super, super beautiful. She looks like she'd be a lot of fun. She looks like maybe she would speak another language during sex, and that would be really hot. She looks really fit, so it's possible that she might be able to do some of the positions that require more stamina and more strength, like maybe some of those like wheelbarrow or pile driver, some of those other, you know, like hanging off of a door frame positions. And she wouldn't even break a sweat. That is the type of shape that she looks like she's in. All the clothes that she's wearing from the 90s are kind of these like hot girl from the 90s clothes. So it's a lot of like tight spaghetti straps where she's either not wearing a bra or the bra is not very covering, because you can see her nipples in a lot of these photos. I'm not complaining, just observing. She's got some chunky sandals on in some of these photos. I'm so happy those left in the 90s. In this picture where she is wearing a short dress, she has really toned legs. So once again, I'm telling you, she's like hanging off of a door frame or like balancing on one leg to bang you, and I'm here for it. A lot of low-rise pants, which were popular then. A lot of what look like synthetic fabrics, which was really popular in the 90s. So a lot of what looks like, I don't know, like plaid or sheer or polyester, type of patterns. Let's see what she looks like now. She literally looks the same. Like if I didn't know that some of these photos were from then and from now. Like, she literally looks the same. There's one photo that, like, gives it away for me that she is older, and it's just because her hairstyle is done in a way that is more typical of current day. She's got what's called a balayage, which is where the ends of her hair are lighter. Like, there's, like, a gradient where, like, the roots of her hair are darker, and then it goes slightly lighter towards the end. So it's this faint gradient, not like a harsh, you know, stop between like light brown and dark brown. And that's become really popular in the past 10 years or so. And that is basically the only indication I have that she has aged at all, is that hair trend. Other than that, she still looks fit. She still looks super beautiful. Her skin looks amazing. It does look like she has bigger boobs now. So either she got lucky and got boobs with age, or she went and paid a great doctor. It looks like she might have some like D cups or something now. Whatever it is, they look great. She looks amazing. And yeah, thank you for reminding me that I'm bisexual, charisma. All right, let's move on to the last lady on the list, Amy Jo Johnson, everyone's favorite pink ranger. So I also feel like Amy Jo Johnson is one of those women that people wanted to be like, she's the girl next door. But once again, I'm pretty sure none of your next door neighbors were this hot. And if they were, there's no way that they just led a normal life without people just fawning over them at every second of the day. So 90s Amy Jo Johnson is, I would say, also in a similar category of Jennifer Love Hewitt. She's this tall, thin, slender, but still athletic brunette. She's got this long, thick brown hair that comes down to about the middle of her back. She's got this really big smile, like super beautiful smile, really awesome teeth. She's got bigger eyebrows than most women had in the 90s, which I think is awesome. So she's got these like full arched eyebrows, big brown eyes. She's got a narrower face than some of the other women, and probably like average size lips, so not too full, but definitely not thin, just well defined for her face. She looks tall, she looks fit. Almost all of these photos of her from the 90s show her in more kind of like athletic wear, like jean shorts, crop tops, tight spaghetti strap shirts. Like, they really wanted to show you that, like, this girl has athletic capability. She's got toned arms, toned legs. She's got like abs. I would probably say, of all the women, she's got the most toned abs of anyone here. Like, I'm pretty sure that if you shot her in the abs with a BB gun, it would just bounce the fuck off. Nothing would happen to her. She's got a couple of photos in the 90s where she's got kind of that like shorter, choppier hair, kind of like Jennifer Aniston in Friends in the 90s, but it doesn't look like they kept that look on her for long. Most of these photos show her with that like iconic long brown hair that goes down her back. Ooh, and a couple of these photos, they have her in some like overalls. I feel like of all the women, she might be the most like approaching a Lolita type because some of the styles they have her in are kind of young. And I think they may have wanted to capitalize on, her youth or her potential accessibility or that, barely legal type of look. That was especially common in the late 90s. Sexually, I feel like I can't really tell because she kind of looks like the type of girl who would make you wait a long time to do anything sexually. She'd make out with you and she would get like near naked, but I have a feeling she'd make you wait like 6 months or so. And then, even then, maybe only one or two positions. So I see like a lot of chase, a lot of negotiation, a lot of patience, but then once you did, it would be well worth it. Okay. And I also kind of feel like secretly she's a dom. There's like a power in there where I feel like she'd be a dom and she'd be super into withholding pleasure until she felt like it. Let's take a look at Amy Jo Johnson now. She basically looks the same. She's aged in the face appropriately, I would say, in that, she doesn't look like she's 18 or 19 anymore, but she looks like great. Her skin is still radiant. She's got a couple of smile lines and a couple of lines around her eyes, but her forehead still looks really smooth and wonderful. She has kept the thick brows. I'm so happy she's kept her natural eyebrows. She's smiling a lot more in these photos, so it's really interesting that some of these women are smiling a lot more in middle age. I wonder what that is. I wonder if they're just more relaxed and happy now out of the spotlight, or if no one was allowed to smile in the 90s if they were sexy. Unclear. She also looks like she has bigger boobs. So either all of these women are just finding great doctors and getting these later in life boob jobs, or as they're aging, their bodies are just filling out a little more. Either way, she's still super pretty, zero complaints. But I think especially now, seeing what she looks like in her 40s, she's definitely a secret dom. Like, she is, you know, driving her kids to school, and then she's going to Whole Foods to, like, get a smoothie and get a kombucha, and then she's going to yoga, and then she's changing after yoga and going to the dungeon and telling all the men how worthless they are. And then when she's done with that, she picks her kids up from school and she gives them a juice box and she goes home, and no one knows. That is the vibe that I'm getting from her. Okay, so I'm not sure if this is exactly what you wanted. I know that this is pretty non-sexual. If you wanted it to be slightly more sexual, I apologize for not interpreting it that way. But I hope that this at least gave you some visuals of what these women looked like back in the 90s and what they look like today. And yeah, if there are any other, you know, contemporary celebrities that you're curious about, like, let us know. We as a community will make sure that you have a mindful of people to imagine.